welcome to the Edge on Air, and wanted to bring on a new guest for the show today. I'm speaking to Joey.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and he represents the band Loud Loud. He is the singer, and we're gonna do a little interview with you. Got some questions for you. Ready for it, Joey?
Yeah, take away, Matthew.
All right, man. So tell me about the band and how it started.
All right, well, I've known the guys for quite some time. I went to high school in Addison, moved out of Addison, moved to Aurora somewhere between 2008. I was just looking around on Craigslist trying to find some musicians to jam with, and I see a post from Jacob and Paolo looking for a guitarist to play with, and our buddy Manny at the time was a drummer. We had a band called This Year's Classic for a little bit, and we all ended up moving. So then, a few years later, found each other again. Jacob and Nick and Paolo were playing together. Gave me a call one day, and then the rest is history. A lot of what happened in around October 2011.
All right. And then tell me, what music has influenced you and the band?
Well, personally, we all have very different influences. But I like to say Jacob is very into more post-rock ambient music as far as his prominent influence. Nick, as a drummer, his influences are mainly more metal bands, such as the Black Dahlia Murder. And Paolo, very sporadic as far as influences go. And same as me, I'd have to say my favorite band, Brand New, would probably be my favorite influence, from a musical and lyrical standpoint. But we all kind of have a very familiar taste as far as one prominent sound, and I would say post-rock and ambient music is our biggest influences when it comes to a whole as a band.
Okay.
I feel like the songs are written with that sound in mind, but structured in more or less pop structure songs, especially the newer material, which we'll be working on very soon.
Okay, so say, how many hours in a day do you and the band practice?
Well, it really just depends on the practice schedule. I mean, there's some days where we'll be available to practice for, if we have a shorter day, we'll practice 3 or 4 hours. On a longer day, it can go anywhere between 5 or 8. It just depends on scheduling and being able to, have us all together accordingly. Paolo is recently a father, so when it comes to practicing and setting up a schedule, it's a little trickier, but, we all care about the band enough to where we can get it done still.
Okay. One of the other questions, I know it kind of goes back to the influence, but what gives you the inspiration to write songs?
Well, I'm inspired in different ways.
Right.
As far as the songs we have now, Burst in Bloom was the first song written between Nick, Jacob, and Paolo, and they showed me the song, and I just added my guitar parts. The lyrics came influenced from an older song that Jacob and Paolo and I had from our previous band, This Year's Classic. Mirrors is a song written before I left Illinois in 2011. It's going through a darker time. And it's basically a realization of all the things that you've done wrong and what steps you're going to make to correct those and become a better person. So it goes very hand-in-hand to my personal life.
Okay.
Dallas is very related to that as well, as far as, compromising, my life, staying out west or coming back home to the Midwest and, the pros and cons of it. And,
All right, well,
there are other songs.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do is we're going to play the first song that we have for the band. It's the song Solus, and it's literally the name of the album Solus, and it's actually track 4. Do you have anything you want to briefly mention about the song?
Yeah, it's probably just our more, happier, easy pop-punk kind of tune, It's definitely one of the crowd favorites. We still enjoy playing it.
Okay. All right, great. And we'll be right back after this song.
All right.
This is TheEdgeOnAir.com. I'm Matt, and we're here with Joey from Loud Loud, the singer.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, Joey. So we got some other questions for you.
All right.
You know, just wanted to say that song, Solace, loved it. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing in the upcoming concerts. But let's get back to the questions. So you have any upcoming projects? I know you kind of mentioned it, but what's going on with that?
Well, as far as projects, do you mean like other...
You know, you're working on another album or, you know, things like that.
Okay. I thought you meant like other musical projects like band members were pursuing outside of the band itself. So as of now, we are working on recording and writing a new album. We recently recorded two new songs with our friends from Atlin's Island in Joliet.
Okay.
And we just demoed two songs, and one of the songs is the first song off the album, and the second song is a song that I wrote for my grandmother, and she was battling cancer, and, you know, she's a strong fighter, and she beat it, and, you know, it just gave me a really good inspiration to, you know, want to write about that, especially knowing someone like that being the most selfless person in my life. You know, like, I feel I owe them, you know, my entire life in a sense, and I feel like that's a beautiful thing about music is, like, you know, everyone can pass on, but the music still lives, and that's a message that, you know, if I can give one to anyone, that's one that I want to do through the band.
Okay, great. So I heard you and the band have an upcoming show, so just tell me about it.
Yeah, well, we do have a show. It's this Saturday. It's February 22nd, and it's at a venue in Steger, Illinois called Another Hole in the Wall.
Okay.
I personally haven't been there, but I've seen a lot of shows posted about this place, and, you know, I've heard a lot of cool stuff. We're playing with a few local acts, Barefoot Elephants, Counter Theory, Seconds of Serenity, and Nobody Move, and we're also playing with Hawthorne Heights.
Yeah, that band's been around for a while.
Yeah, they have been around for a while, and, you know, they recently, I think last time I saw them was at a Warped Tour, maybe 2-3 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that, you know, fans are still playing music because they love to play music. So, you know, we look forward to meeting the guys and hearing them live. And, you know, that should be a good show. It's this weekend, Saturday, February 22nd. Tickets are $12 in advance. So if any of you out there listening would like to go, feel free to contact Matthew or me, and I can give you an advance ticket. And if you'd like to not, if you're not able to do that, it's $15 at the door.
And where can we find you guys? What would be the best place to find you on the internet?
They definitely find us on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/loudloud, or even on our Twitter page, which is Loud Loud Band. But if you'd like to listen to more of our music, or if you'd like to hear Solace again, you check out our music page at loudloud.bandcamp.com. And we have our entire first EP on there for people to listen to. And if you'd like to purchase the album, we have a digital download for $5.
Okay, cool. Now we're just going to do a random fun question. So,
All right.
If you and the band could be any animal, what could it be and why?
All right, well, I'm going to have to reword that question for you.
Okay.
See, we're all human except for Jake. Jake's already a bear. But when I asked him, he said he'd like to be a human because he has a right to have a conscious thought. And he's on top of the human. He's on top of the kingdom. And Paolo, I'm not too sure. See, he never got back to me about that question. But if I would have to say Paolo, it would be an animal. It would probably be a badger. Nick, he's definitely a wolf. Nick is a wolf. And I myself, I believe I would have to go with a wolf as well. Or a fox. Yeah, definitely a fox. I'm smaller than Nick, so it would make sense for me to be a fox if him would be a wolf.
Gotcha. All right, well, what we're going to do is we're going to mention the second song that we got from the EP Solace, which is First Stages of Ending Phases. You got anything you want to say about that song for us today?
Yeah, that song is actually a song written by Jacob and me and my friend Manny. My friend Manny was a drummer of the old band that Jacob and I had with Paolo a while back before Loud Loud. And the song was rearranged, and now how it's recorded is how it's performed. And, you know, I'm glad that we're still able to play that song. I feel it goes very well with the rest of the album. You know, it kind of separates the darker stuff and the lighter stuff very well. Kind of brings it together as well. So Yeah.
All right, great. Thanks, Joey.
All right, thank you, Matthew, for having me.
Yeah, have a good one. Everyone, thanks for tuning in today. You'll be listening to First Stages of Ending Phases on the album Solace.
Thank you.